This one's called Man We Hit Twice. Now for the disclaimer. Hello, buttercups. How you doing, eh? Any of you little snowflakes out there, cry about everything, whinge about everything, go on about my show being shit. What have you fucking made lately, eh? All right, that's a disclaimer out of the way. Man, we hit twice. I don't mean hit, I mean went to his yards twice. We went to one of his yards. On our paperwork was a lorry and a big JCB. I had Dave with me and I had H. And I had a low loader on standby. When we do the big HTV jobs, you'd have a low loader, what you can call up, and they'd come in. So we went to one of his yards, nothing there. Lorry wasn't there. It was a yard with loads of lorries in. Lorry wasn't there. Went to another yard we had, which was probably about 5 miles away. And it was like a bit of dirt land. It was a bit of wasteland with some gates on it. We got to the gates and we could see the lorry we wanted through the gates and we could see the big JCB. We're like, oh, this is the place we want to go to. So took the locks off with a universal repo key, which was bolt croppers. And we went in. And as we went in, we went, whoa, a fucking dog. There's this old transit van. This dog fucking come flying out, big old Alsatian, all dusty, all matted. It come running and it stopped dead because it was on a big chain. And in the floor, you could see a big semicircle where the dog's, where the dog's domain was. And we're like, fucking, don't, we're not going to go near there. So we're there, we're trying to find some keys for the trucks. They normally leave them in the visor or under the seat. We're trying to find it. This bloke turns up. I don't know if we'd set alarms off or anything. This bloke, big bloke, comes. He starts trying to have a go at us, start having a roll around on the floor with him. His son's there as well. Start having it out of his son. He's called the police. Police turn up, start having a go at us and start going, well, you can't just break. Mate, gate was open. It wasn't open. It had a chain on it. Where's the chain? We'd already ditched the chain, ditched the lad padlocks. It was open, mate. No, it fucking wasn't. You've broken, mate, it was open. Police couldn't prove either way. Showed the police a paperwork. You need a court order. We don't need a court order. Well, what are you guys going to do? Well, we're going to do it. Well, you haven't got the keys, have you? So the police are just, the police are to and fro, and they don't really know. It was civil law, but the police didn't know where we stood. He's trying to say, oh, they're trespassing. We're saying, well, we've got to get onto the property to get our stuff. We had a JCB, we had this lorry. Bit of a Mexican standoff. We've called the low loader in, and we're going to start this JCB up. We had, JCBs just have a universal key. So we can at least take the JCB, and we could probably try and tow the lorry out. It was going to get messy. And I sent Dave back to get the paperwork. And Dave's the ex-Marine. Love him to bits. Absolutely brilliant bloke. Went back, got the paperwork. And for some unknown reason, being the Marine he is, he took the shortest, sharpest route back to us, which was right across the semicircle. Everyone has been avoiding this semicircle for about the last hour. Dave's walking across. A fucking dog rips his calf to shreds. Absolutely rips his calf to shreds. Fucking police are like, whoa, police are going mad now. Dave's pissing out with blood. And the whole situation just changed. So these coppers are going mad. Cops are saying that dog shouldn't be there, and the bloke's trying to control his dog, and these cops are going mad. So in the end, we said, well, we're going to take Dave to hospital, but we couldn't leave the lorry, we couldn't leave the JCB. So in the end, the bloke gave us the keys, because it was just getting out of hand for him and the coppers. So the bloke gives the keys in the end, and I think he made payments for his JCB. He'd done payments over the phone. So we still get paid. If they make payments, we still get paid. Now, with JCBs and lorries, we used to get paid like about £1,000, maybe £1,500 for a lorry, maybe £2,000 from JCB. We used to get good money. Now, so we've got this lorry. Low loader we've just sent away. I've drove a lorry to the compound, wherever they wanted it taken to. Dave's been put in the spec lift. He's been took to hospital. Dave's at hospital for, we have to just leave him at hospital for a few hours. Dave had to have his calf stitched up and we went back and got him and we carried on repo the rest of the night. And so that was it for that bloke. So we'd got one lorry off him and he'd pay for JCB. About 3 months later, finance company ring us up again. Said, this bloke's not paid for any of his other equipment. We go, what do you mean? He says, he hasn't paid for his JCB yet again. He had another big piece of machinery. And when I say big, I mean huge, at a scrapyard. This massive thing with a claw on it. It was huge. It was like the tracks was as tall as my head. Standing upwards. This thing was huge. So we had one of them to go after because we had the make and model and we looked it up. It was colossal. Then we had about six of his trucks. I'm like, fucking hell, are we going to hit all this? So we had about six trucks, JCB and this big thing. Now, we know these trucks were in the first yard we visited. The JCB, we knew that was in his other compound. Now, the lorries were in one place, which we'd visited the first time. The JCB, we knew where he was on the wasteland, was about 5 miles away. And about 10 miles away from that was this waste recycling plant, which he hired this big machine to. So we had three sites to hit. So I took about six agents with me. But obviously you can't hit all the sites at once. We thought, right, the money at the moment is in the lorries because they can be hidden. So we thought, right, how are we going to get into his compound? Let's hit it early in the morning. So we pull up to his compound and we were about 5:30 in the morning. And we thought we'd scout it out, universal lock, take it off with the bolt croppers and have a snoop around. As we pull up in the spec lift, this Polish bloke comes out and I've gone to the gates and he's seen me. So I thought, I'm just going to stand here. And this Polish bloke comes out and goes, are you the drivers? I'm like, yeah, we're the drivers, mate. And he's like, yeah, right, I'll let you in. So he opens the gates. So we then put the spec lift in front of the gates so we can't close them. We just fucking jump out. We're all over the yard with our paperwork. That's ours, that's ours, that's ours, that's ours. Go and get that. Try and find the keys for that. Try a sun visor. This Polish guy's going, he's phoning this bloke. The main porter cabin was locked. So again, thought, fucking hell, this bloke was a big bloke and he could call people down. And plus, we're taking at least six lorries and it was like 20 in the yard. So there's going to be blokes turning up pretty soon for work. So we actually kick the fucking door off to his port cabin. Just give it a gentle shove, as we used to call it. Door come off, went in there, found the key cupboard, which was open. And we're like, jackpot. We're pulling all the keys up. No, that's not the right one. And some of them didn't have things. Quick, see if this one starts this. And we're getting the lorries out. And we're getting them out. We've got about two to go. This bloke turns up with his son. Fighting in the yard again. We are fucking scrapping. We're getting these lorries out. The bloke can't really overpower us. There's like six of us and there's like only him and his son and this Polish bloke. And he's trying to call more people down. So I'm just sending these lorries, go, 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 go to the compound, go there, go, 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 go. These lorries are gone. And actually, there probably wasn't six trucks, probably about four trucks, because I would have had to have stayed there. I remember I was there with H, me and H was left. So it might have been like six of us. But anyway, we've got these lorries out and they're gone. This bloke's threatening to fucking kill me, find out where I live. This is the second time we've hit him. And he doesn't know that we're going to hit two more sites. He doesn't know we're going to hit the wasteland for the JCB. And he doesn't know about this massive crusher, which we're going to get, all that massive hook thing we're going to get. So we've left. And I think he knows something's wrong. And he might have had the letters. I don't know. He just knew something else was wrong. So then we turn up to this waste recycling plant. Huge. Just me and H. It was absolutely huge. And I think Dave at some point joined us. He might have got dropped off or come back with the lorries. But we walk into this waste recycling plant, and there's just blokes everywhere. It's a very busy site, and it's not small, it's acres upon acres. And right at the back, I can see this big machine, and I don't know what I'm looking for. I've just had like a picture, and I'd printed it off. So I walk towards the back, and I'm like going to act, is that it? I said, yeah, and he's on tracks, and his tracks are huge. We're like, yeah, I think that's it. And we don't know where the serial numbers are. We don't know anything. And it was just on the side, it was something like, oh, I don't know, XPZ make model. And I went, what's the fucking model? So I'm standing down below. We ain't got high vis on, hard hats or anything. We go, hey, mate, trying to shout up to this bloke. He's right up in this cab. He opens up. You can't come in this fucking yard. You need high vis on. If you go to the main office, or I'm like going, yeah, right, mate. And I'm talking to him, and I'm going, hey, this is ours, isn't it? And he went, yeah, I think so. So I've climbed up the tracks. This bloke's going mad. Yeah, health and safety, mate. You can't get... I've got to the fucking car, ragged him fucking clean out. Reason why you've got to be aggressive, you can't pussyfoot around. The whole yard had so many blokes on it, we wouldn't have stood a chance. So I've ragged him out this fucking... Ragged him, literally, he's fallen down on the thing. H has gone him, took him away. I've now shut the door. I'm sat there like this. Ah. Fucking not a Scoobies. What to do? Got two levers forward like a tank. So, yeah, all right then. So I push him forward and it goes. I'm like, and the arm's down. So I'm like, I'm going to have to get this scoop up. I'm pushing all the levers and it goes up. And I'm thinking, right, that's out the way now. I can move forward. And I'm fucking doing all the levers and it's turning and all this metal's grinding next to me. And I'm fucking, and I slowly start going like this. So, and I'm facing the entrance. Now, the entrance is probably 100 meters away. It is far. We're right at the back of the thing. So start going forward. H is like walking along like by the tracks. He's really small down below. This bloke's coming out. Fucking, you can't fucking drive on here. You're going to smash all the concrete. You're going to rip all the fucking tarmac up. You can't, you just got to fucking stay. Fuck off! Once it's on the road, it's ours. So once we're outside, we can call the low loader. Now this thing's big, and I mean, this thing was huge. We should have really got there's like a special pass you can get from the government on the highways pass to, for this big machine. We're fuck all that bollocks. We're just getting this out. There's blokes screaming at us. And I'm looking behind and I can see why they're screaming. I'm like, all the fucking tarmac and the concrete's getting ripped up by this thing. And it takes me about 15 minutes to get to the front. No one's going to jump in front of it. And as we're out the gates, I'm like, fucking yes. I'm getting something like about 5, 6, 7K for this. Just for this one piece alone. I'm like, fucking hell. This thing was worth like about 200 grand. I'm like, fucking hell. I'm quincing here. It's a fucking right payday for me. So I'm taking it out onto the road. When all of a sudden I heard, fucking all this commotion. And then I heard this player, you fucking wanker, you fucking, I'm like, what's he shouting at? I've looked at, I've took down the fucking phone cables, and look, because the arm bucket, the arm was up, and I've took down all their fucking cables, I've took down all their telephone cables as I've gone out the yard, I've fucking completely cut all their comms off. And I'm taking it out onto the main road. And as I'm going out, mate, the pavement is getting dug up. The curb stones are getting fucking crushed. I'm like, oh, we better get out of here quick. But I can't go anywhere. So we managed to pull it out onto the main road. And it's fucking track marks in the tarmac coming out of his face. Like, oh, man. I just quickly called this low load and went, you got to get here quick. You've got to get this off the main road. We've got a massive charge to the highway agency. So we just sat there. These blokes are coming out of the yard, but we're outside the yard. And these blokes are coming outside. You can't, mate, fuck off, not talking to you. You can't fuck off, not talking to you. Fuck off, not talking to you. And that's all we were doing. Then this low loader come about half an hour later, and we're like, just get it on, fuck it off, get it on now and get it gone. So he starts loading it. And I remember this bloke coming up. He had like some big 4x4. He was absolutely fuming, spitting feathers, and he was the owner. It wasn't the bloke we were taking the stuff from. He was just the bloke we hired it off him. He shouldn't have been hiring it in the first place. And I remember him coming to the door, fucking ripping my car door open, fucking, so me and him are proper going through. I'm telling him to fuck off. I ended up pushing him down this bank. And he's all my fucking phone lines. That was like that already, mate. It fucking wasn't. Okay. And like I said, I pushed him down this bank and he just goes. And I tell you what, nothing ever happened. I didn't get a bill from the highway. I didn't get a bill from this bloke. Nothing. I've got me 7K for it, though. Anyway, we've hit this bloke's yard. We've hit this other place. We've still got the JCB to go. And I'm thinking he's going to be waiting for us. We get there and the JCB's there. But the cocky fucker had took the tracks off. So he must have known we couldn't take it because he took the tracks off. So we're like, what do we do now? And so we just climb over the fence. I had the padlock on. I thought, there's no point snapping the padlock off. I says, because we couldn't get the JCB out. Anyway, it was a big JCB with a bucket on, but not as big as the one we just took. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So we climb over the fence and we're looking at it. So I ring the low loader bloke and I went, what do I do? It's got no tracks on it. And he says, I can get it. I can do it. I goes, can you? He went, yeah. I says, he goes, it's going to cost you. Because how much is it going to cost you? And he goes, give us 100 quid and I'll get that out the yard for you. I'm like, okay, get here now. So the low loader pulled up. And the bloke got in it, universal key for JCB thing. He switched it on. And he got the bucket and he pulled himself across the yard on the bucket. It didn't have any tracks, but he was like scooping the bucket down, pulling himself forward, scooping the bucket down, pulling himself forward. I thought, fair play. He knows what he's doing. And he gets to the gate and he stops. And he goes, I'm not going to break the gate down. And we didn't have the bolt croppers because it was in the other van. So I'm like going, so what do you want to do then? He goes, well, I'm not going to break that off. I says, well, show me the levers and I'll fucking take the gates off. And he goes, do what you want, but it's got nothing to do with me. If you get those gates open, I'll put it on the low loader. So I've gone, okay. So now the JCB is up to the gates and it was two gates like this, two gates, and it had a padlock in the middle with a big, big, big chain with a padlock on it and the gates like that. JCB's here. So I hooked the big arm over the gate so it was on the other side. And I thought all I have to do is pull the lever and it would pull the gates inwards and break them. And the most bizarrest thing happened. I put the arm over, I pulled it, and the gates flung open and the padlock just snapped. The gates didn't snap. The chain didn't snap. The padlock just popped. I just done a little thing like that. Boop, and the gates went pop. And the padlock just broke. And the gates were all intact. So he managed to get it on the low loader. And we just put the gates back, put the chain on, and just put our own padlocks on. So that was the man we hit twice. And I got bloody well paid for it as well. First time and the second.